Rob and Adam.
The overnight headlines.
For Wednesday, the 16th of June, Australia has become the first nation to sign a free trade deal with the UK. Prime Minister Morrison signing the deal with UK PM Boris Johnson in London yesterday. The Mergapan family has been reunited in Perth after being granted community detention. Their daughter, still in a Perth hospital, undergoing treatment for a blood infection. South Australia has reopened its borders to regional Victoria as the state gets on top of a COVID-19 outbreak. Regional Victorians will need only isolate until results return from an initial COVID test. The border with Greater Melbourne still remains closed. Health Minister Greg Hunt has floated the idea of allowing GPs to administer COVID vaccinations in people's homes, an idea he says will speed up the vaccine rollout. And figures from the long weekend show that more than 1 in 10 drivers tested in South Australia recorded positive readings for drugs. Showers today with heavy falls possible about the Fluria. Murray Bridge, Victor Harbour and Adelaide all heading for a top of 15 degrees. 12 for Mount Barker, Strathalbyn 14 and just 10 degrees for Mount Lofty. Prime Minister Scott Morrison in London with the G7 get-together. He and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed an historic free trade agreement between the two countries. It's the first free trade agreement the United Kingdom has signed post-Brexit, and it was celebrated in truly Boris Johnson and Scott Morrison fashion. There was some bumbling around, a bit of wordplay, and then a basket of goodies was swapped between the two, and that is what it's all about, isn't it? It's about free movement between the two countries and also free trade between the two nations. The UK gets more of our fine produce, our Langhorne Creek wines, our Adelaide Hills delights, more opportunity for local producers to export to the United Kingdom, which is always good. And in return, we get things like Vimto and Iron Brew and Yorkie bars. And as someone a little addicted to sugar, I say that's a good swap.
What happened today?
Today is the 16th of June, and it was on this day in 1779 that Spain declared war on Great Britain. Apparently, the war was over Britain's reluctance to agree that the rain stay mainly on the plain. On this day in 1903, Pepsi is trademarked. Nowadays, the slogan is Pepsi, that's what I like. But back in the early days, it was Pepsi, when you haven't been good enough to deserve Coke. On this day in 1967, 50,000 people attended the first day of the Monterey International Pop Festival, beginning the Summer of Love. It was called the Summer of Love because the Summer of Chlamydia sounded icky. And today is World Tapas Day. Now, just to make certain, it's Tapas Day. A little Spanish treat. Tapas. You take that the wrong way and it's a four-hour meeting with HR talking about appropriate workplace behaviour, and no one needs that today, the 16th of June. That's you too, and Pride in the Name of Love. It is Up and Adam this morning. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Barker. Just got a text from a random number ending 130 going, that didn't go well, did it? No, it didn't go well. I'm not pretending it did. For those playing at home, we're in the middle of a 2-litre bottle of dubious contents on Adelaide Road Murray Bridge update. For those not au fait with the idea, for the last month or so, a 2-litre bottle of dubious contents has been sitting right at the top of Adelaide Road Murray Bridge, just past the caravan park there, and it's just been sitting there as a bit of a welcome to the city. And this morning at about 4:45, as I drove into town, I noticed it was missing. Had someone cleaned it up? Or was it an act of vandalism? Was it taken and held for ransom by a sister city looking to improve its own image? We don't know. But we have some ideas. Our lady on the spot, Molly Rose. Molly, you were driving down Adelaide Road this morning. Can you describe the scene?
I sure can.
So I reckon that the milk carton has been pushed over in the rain.
The 2 litre milk carton of dubious contents on Adelaide Road, Murray Bridge, has fallen down.
It's a man down situation, but I'm not offering myself up to get out of the car and put it back up again.
I don't think that is standing anytime soon.
You are welcome.
Yep, thank you, Molly. Now, as daylight sheds actual light on the situation, perhaps someone may confirm whether that is indeed true. Is the 2 litre bottle of dubious contents on Adelaide Road, Murray Bridge, standing? Is it missing completely? Or is it the act of foul play? Only time will tell. In the meantime, plenty more of the best songs of all time. This is Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Life. It's 13 to 7. Up and Adam on 5MU. Can I just say to you that Australia and the United Kingdom now have a free trade agreement, as you know, the first free trade agreement post-Brexit for the United Kingdom. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison delivered Prime Minister Boris Johnson a basket of goodies to celebrate.
Oh, did it have some, like, Vegemite and stuff in it?
It had a Vegemite with Boris written on it instead of Vegemite. That was it.
Don't know about eating Boris paste on my toast.
No. Ooh. Too many people have done that. There is Bundaberg ginger beer. There is...
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice.
There is Bent Spoke Brewery beers. There's some Sukin skincare products.
Ooh,
Byron Bay cookies, which are biscuits.
Nothing sus in them.
When I was a kid, that wasn't what that was. and Beerenberg, of course, our very own Beerenberg in the Adelaide Hills, and Australian fruit chutney is in the mix. Interestingly, Penfolds, a bottle of Penfolds. Not their best Penfolds. Penfolds obviously have Grange. Could have put a bottle of Grange in there. Would have really sealed the deal.
That would have been nice.
No, a bottle of Canunga Hill.
Oh, what's that?
Which is... the cheapest red wine you can get from the Penfolds thing. Fun fact, though, and I know it's not Fun Fact Friday, but Fun Fact Wednesday, fun fact, a bottle of Penfolds Canunga Hill, due to taxation of our alcohol industry, is already cheaper in the UK than it is here in Australia. So the free trade agreement has not cheapened that. It's $14 in the UK or thereabouts, and $15 at Dan Murphy's. So
there you go. Yeah. That's interesting. There you would think that they'd try to show off with something a bit fancier.
No, just got a bottle of Canunga Hill. I mean, delicious.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing you can get absolutely delicious stuff here very cheaply.
I mean, indeed. All right. Are you
ready? All right, I'm ready.
Jenny Lemon's life hack.
Jenny Lemon's life hack.
Jenny Lemon's life hack.
Beautiful production value on that.
Thank you very much. Jenny Lenman's Life Hacks. This is the segment of the show where Jenny Lenman, because she has her life so freaking together, will share a life hack with you to improve yours.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Lay it on us.
If you need to fill up a... Sorry, this is so silly, this segment. Okay. Mm. If you need to fill up a bucket that won't fit under your sink's faucet, bust out a pool noodle.
What have you done here? I've oversold the segment, haven't I? I mean, that's not necessarily life changing.
Oh, no, I've got a fit of the giggles.
Right.
All right.
So your bucket won't fit under your tap, in your sink. So you and can I quote you here? Bust out a pool noodle. Is that right?
Yeah, I can't just nod, can I?
All right.
You set the bucket on the floor.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not seeing the comedy Jenny is.
I'm sorry, it just seems a bit absurd getting a pool noodle out. All right. You slip the pool noodle over the faucet.
Honey, where are the pool noodles? I swear I thought they were near the pool.
And you run it down into the bucket.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's called a hose.
in your kitchen. You could just buy a hose.
Sure. Whew. Or a smaller bucket.
My goodness.
There you go. Wow.
Okay. All right.
That was a really good...
Jenny Lemon's life hack.
Jenny Lemon's life hack.
Should we try some more?
Yeah. Go for it.
You can make your own ice pack.
Uh-huh.
If you need.
Right.
You know, that can be expensive.
Sure.
Just get some inexpensive sponges or find some old ones around the house. Grab a big bowl of water. Let the sponges soak as much water as they can.
Uh-huh.
And then put each sponge in a small sandwich bag with the zip closed. Chuck it in the freezer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
bloody,
right.
Bloody sorted, mate.
If you douse it in hand sanitizer, it'll freeze quicker.
Oh, really?
Adam Connolly's life hacks. Adam Connolly's. If I don't have a sponge,
yeah.
Can I cut up a pool noodle?
Probably.
Probably. Okay, that's good to know.
Another sponge hack.
Uh-huh.
If you like pot plants, people seem to love pot plants these days.
I love
them. I don't
them.
Know. Maybe it's
Did
just
you see that thing on 5MU's Facebook
yeah.
page? $25,000 for a pot plant.
Amazing. Yeah, check it out on our Facebook.
It's not actual pot. Anyway.
And, you know, yeah. Probably wouldn't cost that much
no.
anyway.
Right.
Water settling at the bottom of a pot can lead to root rot, right?
Right, root rot, right.
Root
yep.
rot, right.
Yep.
To combat this problem, cut up old sponges, put them in the bottom of the pot. They retain moisture, create, you know, necessary airspace,
yep.
help
right.
prevent water from flushing out the bottom. The sponge acts as a water reserve, keeps soil moist.
It's a wicking device.
It is.
There you go.
There you go.
Here's Adam Connolly's life hack. Just to so you can compose yourself.
Oh, please.
This is not funny in any way. Just wipe your tears, dear.
Yeah, I literally have tears.
Tears of laughter. Now, if you've got an egg, an egg, if you find peeling an egg difficult.
I do.
Right. Well, here's how you do it.
All right.
You just crack the top,
mm-hmm.
crack the bottom,
mm-hmm.
put it to your mouth and blow as hard as you can.
Okay.
You will blow the egg out of the shell.
Wow.
I do it as a party trick for my kids.
And blow everyone's minds.
Right. Coronavirus has kind of said you can't do that in public, but there you go.
And also if the egg is cooked.
No, that's how you do it.
Oh, with a raw egg.
It's a boiled egg.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't do it with a raw egg though.
I mean, it would be way messier. Ladies and gentlemen. That was
Jenny Lemon's life hacks.
Jenny Lemon's life hacks.
Jenny Lemon's life hacks. Hello, my loves. This is Madame Forgery staring into the stars to discover the void between. Aries, you might look like Ed Sheeran, but you aren't Ed Sheeran, so really you're just a pale-looking ginger. Taurus, just like the Tokyo Olympics, you'll put in heaps of effort few people will remember happening, but everyone will have an opinion about. Gemini, your new flame ends phone calls with ciao. Might be a deal breaker. Cancer, no, he's still an idiot. He was just standing next to Boris Johnson. Leo, when people tell you don't need to do drugs, it's not a compliment. Virgo, international politics is tricky, but a free trade agreement doesn't mean you can just nick things from British people. Libra, much like your namesake, you come covered in useless but interesting facts. Scorpio, you put the sex back into currency's exchange. Capricorn, well, technically it's not Greater Melbourne, it's kind of the crap bit, won't get you to the MCG. Sagittarius, if you say the name of the Federal Health Minister over and over again, you'll get kicked out of church. Aquarius, don't look at me, love, I've no idea who Shayna Blaze is either. And Pisces, that's not a natural high, that's hypertension. And that's your future is divined by the stars. I'm Madame Forgerie.